Good to know. Yeah, I never thought about that before, how banking policy could really make a difference in the valuation of a practice, but cool point. Okay, let's go into the next category, which I'm imagining the bulk of our listeners are in this category, and that is somebody who, of course, they're practicing with the end in mind, but they still want to practice for a good bit of time, a decade or two, 10 to 20 years. They're moving along and they want to keep growing their practice, and they're still high energy and loving every second of it, hopefully. But they're, of course, hearing about the gloom and doom. What's a good
They are.
strategy for this person?
Well, these doctors are probably in the most difficult situation because major action could be necessary. And we all know, you've heard it before, that if you continue to do what you've always done, you're going to continue to get what you've always got. And that may not be and probably is not acceptable in this new environment or any environment as we go forward. So one of the things that I've come to realize over these now starting 20 years of doing this consulting full time is that if you want to compete and grow and become more profitable, you must have a proper facility. The lack of a proper facility, in my opinion, is the greatest inhibitor of growth and profitability. So you have to take a good hard look at where you are, you know, what the big picture is in where you fit. So hard as it may be to accept, a change of venue might be a consideration. So here's an interesting statistic that I never would have believed, but I have now seen borne out many, many times. And it's this: moving your practice just 3 to 5 miles in the same town often increases new patient flow by 35%. And not just for the first year, it stays that way for almost 5 years. I mean, go figure. I mean, isn't that amazing?
It's amazing. And maybe you can give some insight, or maybe it's totally mysterious, but why does that happen? I mean, I'm thinking a couple reasons. Maybe because, let's face it, somebody moved from a declining neighborhood to a growing neighborhood, or maybe because the move just makes everybody more enthusiastic about patient care and marketing and all that stuff. But I don't know. Is there another reason? Why is that so? It's a
No,
really
you know
cool
what?
stat.
I have no idea why it works. I really don't. And I mean, the things that you've said probably are true. I mean, look, if you were in the middle of Nebraska, you know, and you moved from one end of a cornfield 5 miles down the road to another cornfield, and there was no town in between, I don't think this would work. But you know, I'm talking about, you know, suburbs, metropolitan areas. You know, a 3 to 5 mile move. It's amazing how many different people that now see you or see the sign, or maybe you've got, you know, when you did it this time, you moved from the third floor of an office building where nobody knew you were there, you know, into a location that's got greater visibility. So certainly things like that would help. But it's amazing how it does. You know, here's another barometer, so to speak, and a statistic that I continue to verify over the years of doing this. And that is this, that a treatment room, a dental treatment room, no matter who is in it, whether it's a dentist or a hygienist or a specialist, each room, depending on your fees, of course, will have the potential to generate anywhere between $250,000 and $300,000 of revenue per year.
So,
So,
hey,
I mean,
move your practice and build more treatment rooms, right?
Rich, that's it.
Well,
That is it.